Driving down LaSalle Street between Washington and Louisiana Avenues, it's clear that the area is in a state of transition. On one side sits the Harmony Oaks development, the mixed-income replacement for the former C.J. Peet public housing complex. On the other side of the street are a handful of empty storefronts, among them the historic Dewdrop Inn. On the corner of LaSalle and Toledano Streets, a half a dozen bright yellow, pod-like structures sit on a grassy lot. At first glance, they look more like toll booths, greenhouses, or maybe some kind of shipping container. But drive by on a Friday or a Saturday afternoon and their purpose is clear. The Market on LaSalle is a project of Harmony Neighborhood Development, a community development organization in Central City. And those yellow pods are actually retail outlets for local vendors, like these.
My name is Kissy S. Smith. My company is Lion King's Den Cafe. We offer barbecue shrimp, marinade crabs, chicken pasta, pasta salad.
Hi, my name is Barbara Ware. Today we have Thanksgiving dinner. Peppers, macaroni, peas, potato salad, and dressing.
Fruit, vegetables, fresh fish, all types of goods, from leather goods to consignment.
This is Danielle Smalls, who works at Harmony Neighborhood Development and is the manager of the Market on LaSalle. In efforts to boost small-scale commercial activity in the neighborhood, Harmony bought the property on the corner of Toledano and LaSalle Streets in 2010. They demolished what was then a derelict building on the lot, with plans to build a local shopping center in partnership with students from Tulane's Urban Build project. But their plans changed. Here's Harmony's executive director, Una Anderson.
The students designed a commercial building. It was too much for us to build, frankly. It was a $1.2 million building, and it was beyond our capacity to build. So they then sort of took a step back and designed the pods.
The idea of pop-up retail is nothing new. Nationwide, businesses test out their products in temporary storefront space to see if there's enough demand to support it. Sometimes businesses set up shop seasonally and move on once a holiday rushes through. What makes the Market on LaSalle unique is its focus on cultivating local businesses. Here's Danielle Smalls again.
With the Market, we actually go out and solicit vendors, folks that have been doing this forever, in their homes, out of their cars, on foot. But what we want to do is we want to pick out the vendors that are interested in starting a small business. So what the Market offers is just a space so that the vendors have the opportunity to utilize a storefront.
Kissy Smith from the Lion King's Den Cafe is grateful for this opportunity. She says that before the Market on LaSalle, her business never had this type of exposure.
I was actually a limo driver, and he's a contractor, but food is our passion. We were doing a lot of catering, a lot of supper plates, and we were doing it out the house. And we had been trying to get to the one on Ferret Street for like a long time, and the list is very long.
Danielle Smalls grew up in Central City. She says situations like Kissy's are pretty typical in the area.
What I found is we've never had anything to give a small business the boost that it needs. The residents of Central City that sell or cook or if they have handmade goods, they just don't get the opportunity to vend unless it's at an event. And most of the time, the events are just too expensive. So a lot of these businesses are just pent up in their homes.
Harmony still plans to build a permanent commercial structure on the site. But the pods and the businesses within them won't go forgotten.
I see this really being the start for a lot of businesses. Eventually, we're going to build out a permanent space so those vendors that are ready to go into that storefront, that have made it, they've done the work that it takes to stay in business, then I see them going into one of those spaces.
Anderson says that while it may seem backwards, building out the space after identifying vendors is what will ensure that the businesses on LaSalle stay community-based.
As opposed to jump into a more traditional commercial development where you build the building and then bring in tenants, the idea here is to grow the tenants while you grow the buildings.
And what will happen to the pods once a permanent retail space is built?
The pods are on wheels. So the general idea is for the pods to leave this space and activate another area to give more businesses the opportunity to grow.
Harmony's anticipated retail building is part of a broader effort to bring back community-based businesses and cultural institutions along the LaSalle corridor. The Market serves both as a first step in this direction and as a model for what a revitalized LaSalle Street could one day look like. For WWNO, I'm Nina Feldman.